Okay, so I can't put a definitive date because there are multiple third parties involved in actually doing this in collaboration with hospitals and doctors and authorities and ethics committees and stuff like that. In order for us to get up to that specific number, I would estimate it's certainly going to be closer to the end of the second quarter, the beginning of the third quarter, before we're in a position to have further reporting to meet some of the actual minimum requirement. We already meet most of the requirements of the actual target product profile. This is just the actual remaining number of patients that we actually have. So it's this year. It more likely is going to be available in the third quarter. But bear this in mind, by changing the binders on the breath test, we detect for other stuff. So there's no reason why this cannot be used by a GP, for instance, to detect different types of diseases, throat cancers, respiratory diseases, tuberculosis, pneumonia, bacterial infection rather than viral infection, throat infection, as opposed to sending everybody up to get a test. The test is capable of being done in a GP's office. So those are the longer term for what we're looking at. You know, from a COVID perspective, this isn't going away for years, as I said, and we will be rolling it out this year. It's just that COVID is one of about 40 identified pathogens that we're capable of detecting with the right binders from the Avacta group or from the Aptima group, which we're currently